Depending on where you live in the country, you sometimes have to ready your home for the cold winter months. Now imagine getting a 300-plus room hotel ready for a very cold and long winter. It happens here with a hotel that is well over a century old. I'll explain on this edition of the American Countryside, brought to you by Nationwide. You may know that besides hosting these programs, I am a farmer and rancher. Like me, you probably have insurance, and maybe you don't give it much thought after that. And that can be a big problem if you aren't protected. That's why I've partnered with Nationwide, the number one farm insurer in the nation. They helped me see a lot of what I'd overlooked. Are you protected from a ransomware attack? Have you covered the bases when it comes to passing your farm or land to the next generation? We've created short videos to answer those questions and many more. Just go to nationwide.com/Andrew. That's nationwide.com/Andrew, where I host short videos to help us see what we may have overlooked.
I'm Ty Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report. Join me each weekend as we explore the news and issues that matter the most to agriculture. We know this past year has been challenging in many ways, but as agriculture continues to adapt, we are right there with you. From markets to weather, each weekend we take a deep dive into what matters most. Join me each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
From May to October, the Old Faithful Inn opens its 327 rooms to guests from around the world. But every October, there is a big job to tuck in Old Faithful for the winter.
Closing for winter is quite a process. For most of us, once the building shuts down, we're gone in about 3 or 4 days, but it takes our maintenance staff about 3 or 4 weeks to get it all shut down.
Ruth Quinn is a longtime tour guide here at the inn and enjoys sharing the past and present of this place.
They do have to board up all windows on first floor so that they protect the glass from the snow. They drain all the pipes, bring air compressors in, blow out heating and water systems. So for the winter, no heat, no electricity, no water. It's a dark, cold cave in here is how I describe it.
But every spring, the process reverses, bringing a legend back to life.
First or second Friday in May is normally when we open, and our maintenance staff has usually been here at least 5 weeks ahead of that to get everything up and running for us.
When Ruth and other staff arrive, there's still plenty to do. Just imagine bringing a 300-plus historic hotel back into operation after it sits through a long, cold winter.
It's a pretty amazing process to watch it open as well. Most of the main staff only arrive about a week to 10 days, and we're looking at furniture all draped with sheets, all pushed in the middle of the room. We're looking at dust that's been collecting all winter, and it's really amazing to watch this building open up and come to life in the spring.
It's a beautiful place to experience, staying in a century-old inn next to the iconic geyser for which it is named. Traveling the countryside in Yellowstone National Park, I'm Andrew McRae.